Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
It's too bad that Poundtown isn't like a destination where like you could take a trip for a weekend. Like, we're just going to Poundtown for the weekend.
Totally. And like the government, a beach. The government pays for it.
Yeah.
Because they save money. Or, well, no, the government wouldn't save money. It's got to be
something. Maybe like it's sponsored by Red Bull.
Yeah.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
So. It's Friday, and we're talking about sex, baby.
Well, I said they could ask us for advice.
I just want you to know that.
Oh my God, you're a sexual being.
I had for the first time.
Yeah.
Yesterday, my mind went somewhere. It was a bit morbid, but anyways.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
In the end, it ended up that I actually had, like, for the first time in a long time, like my brain mini had a little fantasy moment, and I meant to get back to it, but I just didn't find any more time.
Oh,
but I'm excited to go back there. It's a little game I'm going to play.
Oh my God. This is,
it has real characters.
This is, so you are a role player now?
I'm the role player. No, the characters don't know they're in it.
Are they real?
Yeah.
Are you sleeping with any of them?
Sorry. You guys know this is just pretend fantasy. Not yet in my fantasy.
You are a fantasy, but a real person.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
That we know.
No.
Oh, I thought it was maybe someone like at the rink. And I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they are.
It could be intertwined for multiple of people.
Whoa. So you're having an orgy in your fantasy.
No. It could be one or another, but just like going down that like road.
You have created a narrative in your head. That's a sexual narrative that could involve people from the rink or not people from the rink. And you can put multiple characters in your anime in your head.
And I bet if I play it in my head a bunch of times, there will be a front runner. But we haven't come to that yet.
Are they going to be? My question is it a fictional character online that you know from online, or is it someone in your real life? Who's the character? So is there three or four that you're thinking of intertwining?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
In your real life that you talk to or see?
Not in my real life.
Like online? In real life. Natalie. This is so juicy.
That's what makes it life so much more fun.
So you're fantasizing about someone we know.
I think you know.
I don't know who it is. I couldn't even imagine.
There's not one.
Now there's multiple.
Yeah, I'm gonna play it out in my head, and we're gonna see if a front runner comes through. I don't know yet. I'm gonna try them.
You're gonna sleep with all of them in your head.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
But it's not just a sex. Like there's a bit of a lead up to it.
So when you get to that place, are they naked and are you naked, or do you all?
We're not there yet.
When you're going there, are you gonna get undressed?
Mm-hmm.
All the way.
It could lead to that, but it's going to start really dry, just casual.
Dry humping? Standing up dry humping.
Like just
dancing.
No. Like it's going to take a while to get there, but when it first happens, it's going to be very secret and very quick.
Very secret. Like in the stall of a bathroom.
But if we like it, it could lead to, I guess,
you should really get one at a hockey rink because there's so many empty change rooms, but then someone could walk in mm-hmm. finding the wrong change room. So you should probably go into that.
Thanks,
world.
Tips.
You're there. Wow.
I never said thanks, tips.
I did it last night to my daughter and she was, I'm like, thanks, tips. And she's like, that is so mean. I'm like, no, it's not. It's the obvious. When someone says you're really tall, you say to them, thanks, tips. Like, I know, ding-a-ling.
In my whole life, I didn't think it was. What did I think it was? Thanks to a tip. I thought it was something else.
No idea, but I can't wait to get off this podcast and find out who you are fantasizing about. Because from the last time I saw you, there was nobody in this realm that you could even possibly think was attractive. And this weekend alone, we found three, multiple. I'm just saying three because I feel like it's three. Am I right on that? Or is it more?
You, if I were to have a conversation with anyone and it went well,
Sleep with them.
They could get into the running.
Holy shit, your standards have really lowered this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So you're opening up your field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So your fantasy pool is now, everyone plays fantasy football. You play sex.
I don't know if it's lowered.
Or you're more open-minded.
Yeah.
You're finding more people attractive, it seems.
I wouldn't say attractive.
You're finding more people, you're feeling more inclined to have sex with strangers that you know.
In my fantasy.
In your fantasy.
Not in real life.
Right.
Right.
In your fake world, you're inclined. This is tricky. In your imagination,
mm-hmm.
you are not fantasizing about anybody until this weekend.
Yeah.
And you have realized that you could actually...
That my mind can actually go into a scenario.
With multiple people.
Yeah, I mean, it started with one, but then I was like, I could invite other people into this, not like an orgy, but like this could be intertwined. If I decide,
you you could do multiple people.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a good one too.
Like, because the season's long.
Yeah. But if I have I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket, because if I were to have a conversation or an interaction with one and I immediately got, because I don't talk to any man, but if I were to exchange words and I got, or I don't want to be left with nothing.
Oh, so you talk to people and you're okay with some of them?
Well, not yet.
Oh, there's people.
But I could have an exchange and then I could be like.
Oh, so these people you've never talked to that might.
Not much, no. No, some not at all. So, but I don't want to be put all my eggs in one basket with one, because then if I have one conversation and then I'm like, ew, then I feel like I have nothing left. So this storyline, it's like I'm writing a book in my head.
Yeah.
And we're not sure who the main character is yet.
Choose your own adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you just walk by and make eyes?
No, not yet.
But you're going to.
Well, yeah, we'll see. I mean, if I have to play a little more in my head to see like where it's going to begin. And then once I get there, I'm going to have to go and lay down a bit of the work.
Just to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like start the fantasy in the real world and then bring it into your brain? Like, is it like you have like eyes with someone like, I'm going to take that person?
But not in this case.
You're creating characters in your brain.
I'm creating the story and then I'm going to have to insert the main character at some point.
That you know that you're waiting to make eyes with.
I don't know if I'm going to make eyes with them. I don't mean anything weird.
I don't mean make eyes. I mean you walk by and you're like, I could sleep with you in your brain. You're like talking to them. When you're talking to someone.
I'm not listening to their words.
You're thinking I could have sex with you.
basically every conversation is an audition.
You know mm-hmm. how many people are going to send this now and think that you're auditioning everyone you talk to, which you are. It's a fact. Mm-hmm. Everyone's an audition.
Everyone's an audition.
Is anyone off limits?
If I've already talked to you a bunch, you're probably out.
So you got cut.
You've been, yeah.
You know what? So you've been released from the audition.
Everyone that's talked to me more than 5 minutes in a row is...
5 minutes
ten
in a
minutes?
Row.
10 minutes?
Total. 10, total.
Total.
Like, so just, if you said 10 hot, no, 10 highs is when you go 10, okay.
Yeah, 10 minutes total. If you've talked to me, you're not in the running.
Okay. So you can take out most of your team.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really...
I also don't talk to a lot of men very long. It's a lot of high.
I think a lot of people are going to be adding up how many minutes they've talked to you, and then they're going to be thinking, and now no one's going to talk to you so they can be in your fantasy.
Perfect.
They're going to be like, I want her to audition me.
Don't talk to me much or you're going to be cut.
You're going to have a lot of people walking by your rink and your bench these days, and they're going to be like, am I... Natalie, where's Natalie? Am I in your fantasy? How fun. And
I'm like, welcome to the casting call. Guess what? We move from the rink to the diamond.
You love that diamond too. Mm. You actually love baseball. Yeah, you do. You make it fun. You bring wine.
Yeah, that's true.
You do like it. You like lying in the park. You don't complain about going to the park that often.
No, and you can, because I can leave at any time too. Do you know what I mean? Because Mark's so always there.
Oh, he loves baseball. I would never want to be a man. I want to let you know. This is about sex.
I would never want to be a man either.
I mean, I don't, those things that they find fun, I do not find mm-hmm. fun. Those things, I don't, you know?
Ooh, you know what I just thought about?
What?
I'm heading into 3 brand new teams this year.
Understood.
And two new schools.
The only thing is about the baseball is it's all porta potties. So you're not going to do a quick banger on a porta potty.
Yeah, baseball's going to happen.
You know what? You could
else.
Go over the hill. Like
just behind the hill where they can't
always
see
hills.
Yeah, just behind the hill.
Yeah. Just it's you
so
know
I
grass,
have I've got I'm gonna get a huge new roster.
Grass is
always greener
and the most uncomfortable to make out on.
Ew, I hate grass.
I know, and if you and it's dead grass, that is the worst. Have you ever made out in dead grass?
I think so.
Terrible.
Ugh.
It's like prickly. It hurts. They make it look so good. It is not good outside.
Well, whoever makes it over the hill with me better bring something soft to lie on.
You're gonna see air mattresses being pulled.
I was like, why are you bringing such a silky, soft air mattress?
I'm trying to make it into Natalie's bedroom fantasy. Mm-hmm. I'm trying my best to bring it. They could bring, oh yeah, I can't wait for you. Duvets, candles, even though it stays light so late, they're going to have to wait. Yeah. Oh, it's a late game. The bug. It's humming.
Humming. As soon as I have one.
It's hot. It's so hot.
I have 2 right now. But as soon as I have one, I'll let you know when someone is new to the roster.
Two, I can't wait to hear about how the auditions go.
You know what? You know what's happening tonight?
You're going to go lie in bed and audition your...
I'm meeting 2 brand new men that I've never seen before.
I wish you luck.
I wish them luck.
Take a quick break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Just so you, I mean, this is great for you. This is a great.
You getting any new talent next year? Switching shit anything up? Getting anyone new?
Ask my husband. You could call him and ask him, how is there new talent coming?
I don't know. It's like, because our husbands are friends. I don't really know.
Your husband doesn't listen to this. No. You don't want him involved in your fantasy auditions, fair?
No.
He's going to stay out of it.
Yeah, but do you think I'm going to get like a couple potential newbies?
I'm going to just say yes to you so you get that.
It's got to be at least two.
Okay. For sure.
Everybody always gets rid of at least the bottom two. That's what my mom told me today. She's like, you just got to be okay with it. This is life. Get rid of the bottom two and carry on. That's in a really nice world. That's when you're in a great space. Otherwise, more cut.
You should go to a worse team and then you could have new talent every single year.
Good one.
Yeah. Go to a bad team. And then they're always switching over, or like mid or something. I don't know. You know what? And it's going to be interesting because the older, you know, eventually you're going to have an old kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like your baby is going to be, and everyone else is going to have they're going to have little ones underneath that older. So you're going to get some young talent in there.
Okay. Well, I already am. Definitely.
Wait till TJ's older. And then you're going to, when he's on a high, that top team, they're going to bring in. So there's going to be someone with, and then you'll be like.
So I can get like a young buck.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is I was talking to a mom and we were talking about like dads and all this.
Did we take a break?
Yeah, just a second ago.
Okay, got it.
And she said, I've told you this too, is I don't know if there's a few more hotties on, is it a coincidence that they're on TJ's teams and TJ's teams he plays, or is it because they're younger?
Oh.
I don't know.
They look fresher.
But I think that the ones that I see, even if they're older, I think they're still going to be good looking.
Will you stay with them for a while?
That sounded so romantic. I have no idea.
I can't wait.
I have no idea.
You know what? I just like the fact that everyone listening.
Someone else just popped in.
Oh, my shit.
I hadn't considered it before. But I've probably spoken 10 seconds to him so far. So
I feel like your brain is like a red light district right now. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's like very, I mean, mm-hmm. this might be your new phase.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping with strangers.
Mm-hmm. In your head.
In your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Only in your brain.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time.
You go all the way with them. You in your brain.
Question?
Yes, go all the way with them.
Oh, yeah.
Do you look at their parts?
Well, eventually I will.
No, in your brain, you look at them like you know what their penis looks like.
Oh, I haven't been there yet.
But
it was just, it was.
Have you before gone there?
I'm going there right now.
I'm not having sex with you right now.
It's not you.
Don't. No, we're not having sex. Get
out. I think the one I'm thinking about probably looks good.
Get out of there.
The other one?
Stop it.
The other one, he's going to need a full grooming session. I think there's potential.
That might be something you try though. A bush.
I think he needs a lot of things. But I think there's a lot of potential.
I think that's a winter one. You don't want that as a summer one. Do the bushy one as a winter one.
But it's not a winter one.
Mm.
I just like to take him and give him a makeover and show him what he could be.
Underneath his clothing.
Yeah, and he needs to get back
How
to the gym.
How do you not know he hasn't?
He needs to get back to the gym. He needs to work on his clothing. And he needs to care again.
In your brain.
Shave your neck.
In your brain, he can.
With the right,
you can go and make him whatever you want. Mm-hmm.
And I could say, you know, I'm doing it for your wife. And let me just clean you up. It's like a makeover.
Oh, so are we in reality now or in your brain still?
Oh.
Remember, we're in your brain.
Okay, I could.
We just had a threesome. That was so fun.
I could never actually take someone and give them a makeover.
Why? You absolutely could.
Yeah, but how do I broach that subject with him?
Oh, like for real. I thought you meant in your brain. I'm very confused right now. Are we in your brain or in real life? You're not sleeping with him in real life. You're sleeping with him in your brain.
I know, but I thought that maybe I could give him a makeover for
so
his wife.
So you could go watch him in your brain?
Yes.
No.
And it would look better in my brain.
Groom him in your brain. Imagine it. And then
I got to take him to the gym.
You did that. And there he is.
So that one's going to take some time. Because those things take time.
Guess what? That's all you got in your head. Unless you're looking for a quick banger. Yeah. Let's get to the you know,
I think he's lazy in bed too, but I think he's got potential to be better. I'll take him to some sex classes.
I've got a question here for you. Mm. I don't know how old you are. I would like to know how old you are. I'd like to know how many times you've done this.
So but is this someone else's confession?
These are questions to us to answer. How do I know if I should marry him? I don't want to mess it up again in capitals. Why do you have to marry him?
And I'm going to tell you something. If you're not sure,
don't do it.
There you go. You
but what's sure?
What for?
Because the older you get, I think you become more.
Why is she going to have to marry him? Why do you have to marry him? And again, like, was there someone before? Or
that's
is,
what I want to know.
The same guy?
No, I think it's a different one.
Oh, why do you want to marry him? Because he wants to get married. I'm sure he's just like proposed and she's like, I don't know if I want to do this. And he wants it.
I don't want to mess up again. Okay. Well, great, great. Thank you for thinking that. I mean, you mess up. It's not a big deal. Like, it's really not a big deal.
You know what? At the end of the day, it's like packing for a vacation. If you forget everything, as long as you have some ID, you're good to go.
What do you mean? But sorry, marriage is like packing for a vacation. Does that mean?
Nothing's the end of the world.
Thank you for
clarifying. You forget your bathing suit, you buy a new one. This one doesn't work out. Oh, so?
So maybe do a ceremony versus legal. So that way,
maybe
if you are unsure.
Maybe he wants it. He needs it.
Yeah, so just go get someone who is, go
oh,
sign
so
some.
So make him think that you're really getting married, but secretly
fake paperwork.
It's a fake marriage.
Fake paperwork.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. He thinks he's got it nailed down, and then she's like, oh, this is terrible. And then she's like, don't worry, it wasn't real anyways.
Well, if he's not going to make sure it's real, you're good to go. Why not just sign something, print it off like a dance award.
And
sign
hire
it.
Somebody on the internet who pretends to be like
an aficionado.
But really, they're an actor. Anybody will do things for money.
Oh, my God. You could.
I think that's great advice.
You like that?
Yeah.
I just think that if you're unsure, why do you have to make it legal? Just be like, we can have like the promise ring and we can go and pretend like you and I can go talk. And then if it doesn't work out, you don't have to go through all the taxes and the government and the lawyer fees. You just have to say that should be what it is. You know what? If you want to get married, get in a relationship status with them, like Facebook. In a relationship, all you have to do is out of a relationship. All that really you do not have. Why do you need a piece of paper from the government to say you love each other? Does no one else think that's fucked?
That is so weird.
Why does the government
have anything to do
with you being with someone? If you were a conspiracy
theory.
I
guess it's for your legal rights when it comes to an end.
Legal rights?
Mm-hmm. Like
you
to
have
the children,
none.
To the money.
Do you know many people don't pay? And you just have to pay more to get them to pay?
I know, but you know, last night.
What?
He had to murder her. The divorce was getting too sticky.
Exactly.
So he had to murder her.
If they weren't married properly,
right,
there'd be no issue.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you're unsure, maybe look at a ceremony rather than a legality.
Yeah.
Your life would be
a... That legal thing won't still be a thing when our kids get married.
And
will
if
it?
You need someone to keep you married, to, if you need to keep someone legally, that's even fucker. Mm-hmm. Fucker, more fucked.
That's like jail.
Yeah, we're married. You have to stay with me. Don't stay with me. If you have to stay with me because we're legally together, fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This is crazy. I hope people begin to question why the government is in your relationship. They just tax you more. You can still wear a ring and be together, married.
I wonder how old she is.
No one says, show me your paperwork, except the government. Show me your paperwork. Just so you know, also a child is way more of a commitment than a marriage. Yep. No one's like, you don't need paperwork for a kid. That's what you should need paperwork for, to have a baby.
You know why he actually murdered her is because he wanted the kids. You don't want to have to share them with her.
Men.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
You want to know something so bad? This is just private. I would never say this out loud, but I think I should say it to you because I thought it.
What?
And I'm sorry I feel this way.
What?
He had an affair and he murdered his wife.
Yeah.
But he's like really handsome. Like I've never seen such a handsome murderer.
Most of them look very handsome when they murder.
Not
he was even more handsome.
Not on my shows. Oh. He's handsome.
So what are you saying?
I was really hoping that he didn't do it and that he could carry on with his life and raise his kids.
He did it.
I know he did it. And you know what he did? He went and killed himself because he didn't want to deal with it in a car.
Remember I said I thought you were totally okay?
Oh, not anymore.
Taking a quick break.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You should see how handsome he was.
Really handsome.
And rich as fuck.
Maybe you're watching too much murder. Is that a thing?
Nope.
Nope.
It's good for you.
It brings you calmness, peace, mm-hmm. and happiness. Mm-hmm.
Do you think my nose is cold? Is it cold down here?
It's your boots. Your boots make you cold.
No, I had to keep my boots on because I did not want to take my boots off because I thought it was going to be really cold without my boots.
I'm not cold.
Feel my hand.
Yeah, you're cold.
You know what?
Did you eat today?
I had breakfast.
Well, there you go. How often do you hanky panky? So one, really, people are obsessed with this because I think they want a number that they think they should, and then they fight over it, and then there's a problem because the other one is how often should you have sex?
And literally every time we have a sex expert, we ask this question too,
and there is no answer.
I know that's
there
the
is
thing.
No answer because
it's between the two of you.
And I don't know why. I mean, I guess people could really, if maybe there should be a number. Maybe there should, and then maybe it would be like a benchmark for, then you would be like, okay, I can attain that goal.
But what if you can't? So then you're a failure because you feel like you didn't get to that number that everyone knows. You know, it really sounds like from the experts that it's a negotiation between the two of you.
Great.
And the thing is that it matters that you both know what each other want and that you have to be respectful.
And that you care that the other person wants that.
Yeah.
The pound town.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad that Pound Town isn't like a destination where like you could take a trip for a weekend. Like we're just going to Pound Town for the weekend.
Totally. And
like
the government, the government pays for it.
Yeah.
Because they save money. Or, well, no, the government wouldn't save money. It's got to be
something. Maybe like it's sponsored by Red Bull.
Yeah.
Red Bull.
Yeah.
And then you go and Pound Town is this place that's like, that it is, it's like worry free.
Yeah.
It's park your worries.
Yeah.
Let's go to Pound Town.
And you just take this little pill and everyone's so horny and you just like fuck like crazy for a weekend.
Whoa.
And
then
you come, yep.
Whoa.
You get it all out of your system. And then you come home and everybody's happy.
And it's too bad if you don't do it really good one time. Mm-hmm. It lasts for like 3 weeks. It should be one time. That was a good, that was, it's sort of
you
like.
You do it good and they want it more.
It's sort of like a special occasion. like a restaurant when you go and you can't go all the time because it's too expensive.
Yeah.
But when you go, the food is so good. And you were like, or a fancy vacation. You're like, that's just what I needed. Mm-hmm. You know, because you get like 3 weeks of vacation a year and it's supposed to like you recharge and then you after
that really work, by the way. I was curious with vacations.
I think people are like, I need a vacation. We don't get them.
And then when they have it,
they feel recharged.
Really? And that lasts them a while.
Recharged, recharged, yeah, what's recharged. That word? Recharged. Yeah, they feel recharged. And then they're like, I can go, I'm a better person, but I'm like relaxed. I had fun. I slept. I feel sun-kissed. Mm. That's what sex should be.
I know.
It shouldn't be this anomaly.
Yeah.
It should be this thing where it's like, you wait for it and you're like, oh my God, I get
I'm
to
so
go.
Excited.
I get to go on vacation in 3 weeks.
And like, don't, you can't do it before.
No.
Don't do it.
No. And then all of a sudden you go and everyone, it's so fun because you weren't allowed to go.
Yes.
And it's like you waited, you saved up for it. You know, you bought the good outfits for it. Yeah.
And then it's like if you do it anywhere in between, you feel like a rebel.
No, you're not allowed.
No, but when you do it,
yeah.
You're like,
you have
my
to
God.
Lie. I was sick at work. I'm sick. Yeah. I can't come in today.
Yeah. And like you feel so rebellious for doing it because you knew you shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, you know what? It's too available. Like it. That's a problem.
That's it is.
It's too
available. Make it dangerous. make it like unattainable. Oh. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, they really need to change.
Secret.
They need to change that game.
Yeah.
They need to make it like you cannot do
if
it.
You get
if
caught
you get
doing
married,
it,
you can't do it.
Yeah. If you get caught doing it, you could be arrested.
There's a fine.
Sounds like fun.
Natalie just added to her fantasy. We're all part of it now. Aren't you so excited?
Well,
we're all in
fantasy,
Natalie's pound town.
Unless I'm divorced, it is bad and illegal anyways.
Yeah, you just invited us all with you.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, I don't need to be arrested. It's already bad.
Oh, so much bad could happen.
But I think because I wouldn't want to do anything bad to anybody. It's like
no
somehow
one
we both just ended up
lying down naked.
No, alone.
Yeah. Oh, like everyone's gone out of your family.
No.
No.
Our spouses are gone. Like when I finally get down to the casting call and I get down to the number one, for some reason our spouses are dead.
You and this character who makes it through the cut.
It's actually how this all started in my mind.
You killed off everybody.
Just his spouse and mine.
You were watching too
much. We were sad. We were sad together and we only understood it. Only the two of us could ever understand what that feels like.
You're watching too much crime.
No, this happens in movies too. No, this doesn't happen in crime. I've never seen it happen. I'm not going to kill them. It was an accident.
Oh, right. Of course.
A coincidental accident that happened on the same weekend. And we are just distraught.
And you find solstice in each other's arms.
Just for a little while.
Is it soulless or solstice?
Soulless.
Soulless, that's tricky one.
Soulless and all possibly a friend. And like we find it just for a bit. It's not like a long-term thing. Like, oh, so these two widows going to get married. It's not that. It's just a little for a little while.
Sounds great. Am I invited to wherever you're going? Where am I in this? Am I dressing the kids or something? Am I picking them up from where they have to be? Where's mom? I don't know. She's busy.
She's busy.
You think your phone would stop ringing for 1 minute for you to be able to do this? You lose your phone. You get a new number.
Well, I'm so sad. I don't even pick up my
your phone.
So depressed and sad. The only place I find happiness is someone who understands me.
Yeah, you're just talking. Mm. Now go shave and groom and get to the gym. Mm. You dirty guy. We're going to do this and mourn together. Get your shit together.
And I'm already a 10 out of 10, so I have nothing to do.
Oh, got it. Your hair's done? You have your extensions in?
I'm just like... Like I'm so sad that I spent so much time like just making myself look good so that I feel like I feel better. So I just look sad on the inside, but gorgeous on the outside.
Okay, got it. So you have so much time to get yourself together, prepared for this moment.
Because everyone's giving me time because I'm so sad.
So like, while I take time, I'm going to get my hair done.
Yeah, because that makes me maybe I look in the mirror, at least I'll feel a little bit happy. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Well, thank you, Natalie, for sharing your fantasies with us. I'm so glad we could all, you all just went to.
So glad I looked pretty for this episode.
Oh, I know, because it's going to be shared to all the teams. And there's going to be like a poll
No one's going to be allowed to sit near me.
Who's in the fan? No one. They're all going to sit. They're all going to walk by you. Can't talk to you, though, because they know they only have 10 minutes total for the whole year.
So if they're going to use their time, they better use it wisely and say something
you can,
good.
Now you know who wants to be in your audition and who doesn't.
Mm.
It's quite exciting. Ooh, I can't wait to see who talks to you and who doesn't.
I'm nervous.
You're nervous.
Can you come with me? I'll be so nervous when they walk up. I'm like, oh my God, they're interested.
No, they just kind of said to you, hi, Natalie, and then they keep on walking.
So they don't...
They want to be in your audition.
Okay, but if they're really confident, then they will park it down with me, give me 10 minutes and walk away.
Oh, because they think they can challenge your 10 minutes.
They're like, I can win in this 10 minutes.
Wow. Everything Are we I'm ever going to reveal who makes it? Who makes it into the big...
I can't say it out loud, can I?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure where the line is right now.
I don't think so.
No, we can't.
We can give hints.
At this point, I would want to know if I made it into your audition. Hmm. Not me personally. I don't want to sleep with you.
Guess who I saw?
All.
Guess who I saw this morning? You know my long-term boyfriend that we wrote a chapter about?
Yep.
Saw his wife walking the dog. She looked at me. I was like, does she know?
We should probably tell them at this point.
I hope she has.
You're over it now. No, you're not. Is he in the mood? Understood.
Oh, we could get him in. Good one.
Let's go.
I already have my full fantasy about him.
Different.
Exactly the same. I know where we are. I know how it happened. I think
you brought his dry cleaning home.
Why?
I thought that was part of it. Like, didn't you get the wrong dry cleaning? You have to take it to his house and you're like, oh, I picked up the wrong one.
I'd have to do dry cleaning for that. No, we end up at a bar at the top of a restaurant. He's just finished work and I'm there with my girls and he's there. And my girls is you. And
yeah.
And
you're like, there he is. And I'm like, okay, I'll go find some friends quickly.
No, I go, there he is. And he's having like something on the rocks, you know, like, you know, this one of his manly drinks. And I mean, do we take the opportunity to tell him in that moment?
I don't think so.
I did in my fantasy.
Oh, yes, of course. I can't wait to tell him. So you're in my book. I've been fantasizing you since I was 14.
And the bar isn't very far from a bookstore. So we would run down and get the book and show him.
You have sex in a bookstore in your fantasy?
No, the bar that we're at, you know, the one, it's close to here and it's near a bookstore.
Yeah.
Go get the book and show it to him. Say, that's you.
In our fantasy. So he comes with us?
This is actually more of a real life thing, I think. If we run into him at a bar and we're close to the bookstore.
Who's going? Me or you?
Well, do we get the book?
Yeah, we're leaving him at the bar. Like,
we haven't talked to him yet. We see him and we're like, we're going to do this. So we run down, we get the book, okay? Don't you think we should do this? It's really close to the bookstore. You know that bar? Where we always eat? The kids always eat there?
Yeah.
So, but it's the top where the bar.
I just can't see us being motivated to go get a book. I feel like we'd Google it and be like, here you go.
We're going to get the book. Okay.
And by we, you mean me.
Well, I don't want to sit there alone because I don't want to, like, I don't want to.
So we give up our table.
We ask them to hold our table.
We'll be right back. We're going to the bookstore.
Yeah, we're going to the bookstore. We get the book. We send it over. We give it to the bartender, okay? We tell the bartender,
say
this chapter is about you.
And they guess, try to find us, even though our picture is right on the back.
That would be so fun
for him.
Right.
Who's he with?
Guys from work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the guys from work are looking at you.
Me?
Yeah, they can't get
I'm not involved in this.
They can't help themselves.
I am not.
You've got one of those low-cut shirts on.
Yeah.
Your hair's all floofy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have some, like, eyeliner on.
I'm like a size. So,
don't you think we'd have to do that?
And then our daughters or another, they all walk in for dinner and we're like, get out of here.
Don't you think that if we're in that situation ever happens?
We'll get the book.
Are we going
to
do it?
Of course. I don't know. Yes, we have to go out first. But yes, of course.
And I don't think he wears a suit. But in this, he's wearing a suit.
What if he's with like female colleagues too?
It's okay.
Does he go to an office job? Is he retired now?
I don't think he's retired.
Let's Google that person.
The only problem is I saw him on his way to work over the years and he wears a backpack. But he must be successful.
You know what? I take it while we're going to get the book. I throw it out in the dumpster.
But in reality, that would be really legendary.
If I threw it out?
No. If we sent the bartender sent the chapter over and said, this is about you.
I think we should just carry a book with us at all times.
That's a good call.
And then we just have it.
Yeah. And also,
and we'll highlight it. And
we'll kiss it with lipstick. Me.
I'm sorry, both.
Yeah. Both of us. Just to make it exciting. What do you think you would do? Why can't people in life do this stuff?
They can. We can.
I don't know how we find him. We know exactly where he lives.
I wonder if they'd be like, call the police.
I know. That's the thing. Maybe she wouldn't think it's funny. But it's funny. But she might have a good sense of humor.
We don't know if they're funny.
Exactly.
Do you know their kids?
There's four of them. I have no idea what they look like. They must be grown now. Because they were kids when I was a kid.
So they could be listening right now.
Hmm. That's a good point. I wonder if one of his sons is a hottie. Because I think one of his sons is definitely 24.
Natalie.
Well, I was saying Kristen Cavallari did it.
Natalie. All right, we'll see y'all later.